أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فإن كنت في شك مما أنزلنا إليك فاسأل الذين يقرؤون الكتاب من قبلك، لقد جاءك الحق من ربك فلا تكونن من الممترين. In the previous ayah, which was ayah number 93 of Surah Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how Allah had provided Banu Israel with a place of residence. Allah has referred to it as a good place for them to live in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how Allah provided them with all the good, pure things from the sustenance which they had consumed. Then Allah spoke of how they had differed amongst themselves when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finally arrived, and how majority of them had refused to accept him as the final Nabi. Allah addresses the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the address, though it is directed to the Nabi of Allah, it is meant more for the Ummah. Allah says in ayah number 94 of Surah Yunus, فَإِن كُنْتَ فِي شَكْ, if you are in doubt, مِمَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ, about that which, or regarding that which we have sent down to you, that is the Qur'an. If you are in doubt with regards to the Qur'an, the contents of the Qur'an, any ruling that is stated in the Qur'an, فَاسْأَلِ الَّذِينَ يَقْرَؤُونَ الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, then ask those to whom the book was revealed from before. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taught, and as I said, the address here is for the Ummah, that when any of us experiences any form of doubt regarding anything in the Quran, something that cannot be understood, and because of the level of our understanding, Shaitan might take advantage of our inability to understand the injunction, or the inability to comprehend the wisdom behind a certain ruling. So he creates doubt within the mind, and there are suspicions that are created in the mind, and then you have perhaps the media, and you have social media, and you have other forces who fuel that suspicion. Recently, we have witnessed what happened with this girl who fled her family. She fled Saudi Arabia. It was all over the news and on social media. And she blamed Islam. She blamed Islam for the suppression that she had encountered by her family, which had nothing to do with Islam. Allah knows whether her claims against her parents and her family are correct or not. But sometimes people confuse culture with religion. People confuse culture with religion. Nevertheless, she openly denounced Islam and sought for asylum in a Western country. She was given the asylum by a certain country. And the point that I want to make is that the fueling of this issue by the media with the intention of creating suspicions and doubts within the minds of the Muslims. The target is the Muslim. The target is not the non-Muslim. Why? Because the non-Muslim, he has nothing to do with Islam, but they wish to create this doubt and suspicion in more like her. So more like her denounce Islam and leave the fold of Islam, exactly what she had done. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when this happens, when this doubt is created in the mind, suspicion is created in the mind regarding Sharia, regarding injunction of the Quran, and we cannot comprehend the wisdom thereof, What should you do? فَاسْأَلِي الَّذِينَ يَقْرَوْنَ الْكِتَابِ. Go to those who have acquired an in-depth understanding of the Qur'an. Do not entertain suspicion. Do not entertain doubt. Sometimes the suspicion and the doubt is natural. Natural because perhaps of a person's background or a person's environment or a person's schooling atmosphere. So the doubt is created within the mind. Allah says, Fas'al, Fas'al, go and ask. Seek clarity. Alladhina yaqra'una al-kitab, those who have studied the kitab, have studied the book, so that the suspicion and the doubt is removed from the mind. Don't ever entertain the doubt and suspicion, because once it settles within the heart, then it becomes very difficult to have it removed. لَقَدْ جَاءَكَ الْحَقِّ. Allah reminds us, certainly, Haqq has come to you from your Rabb. There's no doubt with regards to the authenticity of what has been revealed to you from Allah. لَقَدْ جَاءَكَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. Do not ever be from amongst those who harbor suspicions and who harbor doubt with regards to the Qur'an and the Sharia. وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Don't ever be from amongst those who have denied the verses and the signs of Allah. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Lest you are from amongst those who are the losers. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِمْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed those against whom the word of Allah has been confirmed, they are people because of their obstinance, because of their pride, because of their rebellion and their enmity and their jealousy. Allah says they will never embrace Islam and they are not prepared to accept Islam. Allah says Allah has confirmed His word against such people. Allah has confirmed His word against such people with regards to their condition in the Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly those against whom the word of Allah has been confirmed, لا يؤمنون. Now they will never believe. They will never bring iman. وَلَوْ جَاءَتْهُمْ كُلُّ آيَةٍ. Even though you present every miracle to them, still they will not believe. وَلَوْ جَاءَتْهُمْ. Even though every miracle and every sign comes to them, حَتَّى يَرَغُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ. Until they see the torment, the painful torment of Akhirah, which was a situation of Fir'aun as well. Every miracle and every sign was presented before him. He did not believe until eventually he was drowning. That is when he had decided to believe, but that is when it was too late. May Allah grant us the understanding.